Hi, I'm Pastor Patricia. Thank you so much for joining. And today we're going to be talking about rejoicing in the Lord. Acts chapter 20, verse 22 to 24 says, "And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." Hallelujah. "That he may finish his course with joy." In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for your word. And I pray for understanding and what to share also in Jesus' name. Amen. Apostle Paul was speaking about how he spoke to the Jewish people and also how he spoke to the Gentiles about the grace of God, talking about how Jesus, who is Savior and Lord, how he came to die for our sins. We understand how Jesus died and he rose again. We understand so we can be able to have freedom for sins, that we can be able to have new life through faith in him. Apostle Paul wanted to stay focused. He wanted to stay focused on the mission, the journey that God had placed him on, the assignment, and that is to be able to tell about his saving grace, God's saving grace, hallelujah, and not to get into whether this person is saying this or this situation. You know, in the world that's around us, it's all different type of things, whether it's persecution, which Apostle Paul had his share. When he was bound and when he ended up being in prison, when he was beat, he went through different circumstances, but even how he stated in the book of Philippians, how he said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, he said, "Rejoice." He's always wanting people to be able to think about the joy of the Lord, to rejoice in God. When we stay and focus on the Lord, then we can rejoice. We think about being in the middle of his will, then we can rejoice. When we think about the love of God, then we can rejoice. We remember how Nehemiah 8 and 10 said, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." We can rejoice. We think about how his word, he said, "Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water," knowing that Jesus is with us. Hallelujah. His word, he has given us his word, his promise. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. When we understand we abide in him and he's in us, that he'll never leave us alone. You think about his water, the water of the word, "Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water." I think about the first miracle that Jesus did, turning the water into wine. And then thinking about how in our bellies, hallelujah, his word in earthen vessels, the water, and then there's a stirring on the inside. Thinking about God's goodness, think about his love and his grace, how he has delivered us and how he is keeping us, knowing what he has in store for us. We can be able to make melody in our heart and be filled with the Spirit, hallelujah, of feeling, hallelujah, to be filled and to receive and just his presence and knowing that he is with us through it all. Glory to God. We can rejoice. I thank God, even how Jesus said, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Hallelujah. Even past the pain, even past the crucifixion, the pain that he would go through, the agony. Hallelujah. Because I think about a sister in Christ, how she stated how because he called us joy, the joy for the joy that was set before him, because for many brethren that will come to Christ, the thing that he endured because of obedience to our Father, and knowing that what was going to come as a result of that people will be saved. When we think about in the midst of the different things that come our way in life, when we think about things are happening for a purpose, when we understand we are right where God wants us to be and we're in his will, understanding that he loves us, and we understand people are coming to Christ, and we understand that deliverance is taking place, when we understand that when we are with him, hallelujah, Apostle Paul also said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and understanding, hallelujah, glory to God, let us know that, hallelujah, these present circumstances is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us, understanding that God has some things in store for us. We can rejoice. Let us rejoice in the Lord. To God be the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.